sit and close her eyes and use her imagination. A comedy, mystery, a fireside chat. Together we sat, listening nightly to our favorite shows. Radio, oh, why did you ever go? Oh, won't you please come back and entertain us? I long to turn the dial again to hear the past smile again. Radio, I miss you so.
Once again, it's time for Yesteryear. A look back at your favorite dramas, westerns, comedies, and musical variety shows from the golden age of radio. Here's your host for Yesteryear, Craig Roberts.
It's time once again to settle into your favorite easy chair for another hour of vintage radio. Later on, it's the echoing footsteps of the Whistler. But first, on the lighter side, let's enjoy the Jack Benny program. By 1932, Benny was a top stage headliner when columnist Ed Sullivan asked him to appear on a CBS interview program. His own program, premiering on NBC Blue in May of 1932, became a solid hit. Mary Livingston was created within the first 2 years when a script called for a young female Benny fan crashing the show to read poetry on the air. After auditioning actresses for the part, Benny gave it to his wife. It was one of his best decisions. Eddie Anderson, the gravel-voiced black comic who became known to the world as Rochester, was originally signed for a one-shot appearance as a Pullman porter. Anderson, a San Francisco stage man before he joined Benny, then became Benny's permanent chauffeur and valet. The program continued in its Sunday night 7 p.m. format until 1955. Reruns of the show continued until 1958. Return with us now to those fabulous days of yesteryear with The Jack Benny Show, with special guest star Orson Welles, vintage 1943. Another classic program from the radio vault of yesteryear.
Major Bowes, I miss the shadow nose, Fred Allen's alley folks, the laughter of Duffy's Tavern, Helen Trent. Oh, then we went to Can You Top This? Suspense in the Whistler sent those shivers up our spines. Uncle Don, I wish that he was on. Jack Armstrong, Merton Marge, Amos, and Andy. I long to turn the dial again to hear the past smile again. Radio, I miss you so. Dio, vodio, dodio, do. Radio, I miss you so.
The Brink Nuts Flakes program with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And back with us, after an absence of 5 weeks, Jack Benny. I Don't Want Anybody, played by the orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to take you to Jack Benny's home in Beverly Hills, where Jack is convalescing from his recent illness. The time, shortly before noon today. The place, Jack's bedroom. Take it away, Beverly Hills.
Let's see, I got 2 teaspoons of cherry syrup in it. A couple of drops of menthol. Think it needs another dash of gin. Yeah, that's enough. Mm-mm. This kind of medicine makes the cold a pleasure. Oh, Mr. Benny. Mr. Benny, wake up.
What is it, Rochester?
What do you want, Rochester?
It's time for your cough medicine. I think you'll like it better now. I put more gin in it.
More gin? You mean to say this cough medicine I've been drinking has gin in it?
You couldn't have that silly grin on your face from just plain syrup.
What?
You may not believe this, but you've been snoring Sweet Adeline.
Well, I might have known you to make my cough medicine wrong. Believe me, from now on, I'll have my prescriptions filled at the drugstore.
Okay, boss, but you'll find very few pharmacists with the imagination I got.
I don't want imagination. I want my medicine right. Now, put my electric heating pad under the covers. My feet are getting chilly.
Electric heating pad? That's the toaster with a towel wrapped around it.
I don't care. Plug it in.
Yes, sir.
Answer the phone.
Hello? Mr. Benny's residence. Boudoir extension. Who? Oh, hello, sugar. How are you? Well, I don't know, honey. I'll have to find out. Oh, Mr. Benny, can I have tonight off? I want to go down to Central Avenue to see my girl.
No, absolutely not.
Looks like you'll have to come out here, honey. So long.
Rochester, you know I'm not feeling well. Why can't you see your girlfriend tomorrow night?
Tomorrow's Monday. I got a date with my Monday girl.
Your Monday girl?
Maybe I could switch my Tuesday girl to Wednesday and make Saturday a doubleheader.
Well, if it's that involved, you don't ever... Whoops! Whoops, pull it out!
Pull out what?
Pull the plug! Pull the plug!
What's the matter, boss?
Pull the plug. My toes are caught in the toaster. Quick, pull it out!
There you are, Mr. Benny.
Ooh, my foot burned. Wow, pour some ice water on it, Rochester.
Hold still, boss.
There, that's better. Oh, hello, Mary.
What's the matter, Jack? Somebody give you a hot foot?
No, I got my toes caught in the toaster.
Your toes caught in the what?
In the toaster. Could happen to anyone.
Oh, sure. Everybody's making toast in bed nowadays. It's all the rage.
We're using it for a heating pad. Oh, but Rochester, what are you doing with that bottle of cough medicine?
I was holding up to the light and some of it ran down my throat.
Well, why were you holding it up to the light?
I told you, some of it ran down my throat.
Put that bottle down.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel, Jack? Do you think you'll be able to make the show today?
I've got to. I can't disappoint my public. Just think, Mary, people have been deprived of hearing my voice for 5 long weeks.
You'd be surprised how fast they went.
Well, I'll admit that Orson Welles did a pretty good job.
Pretty good? He's one of the most polished performers I've ever worked with.
He is, eh?
He has the most beautiful speaking voice I've ever heard.
Oh, he has, eh?
Gosh, when he says, "Good evening, this is Orson Welles," I get goose pimples all over.
I don't care if you break out in billiard balls. He's no better than I am. Goose pimples. Anyway, let me tell you something about the guy that gives you such a thrill. I was sick in bed 5 weeks. He didn't even send me a basket of fruit. I finally had to wire him. I mean, the least he could have done, you think, would be
to... Well, look who's here. Hello, Phil.
Hiya, Mary.
Hello, Phil.
Hiya, Jackson. Boy, you have been sick.
Well, I imagine I am a little pale.
A little pale? You look like you went to the blood bank and forgot to say when.
No, I'm not that bad. See who's at the front door, Rochester.
Oh, it can't be my girl yet. She just called.
It might be for me. It's my house, remember? I answer the door.
Okay.
Say, Jackson, I got a surprise for you. Alice Faye, now appearing in Hello Frisco, Hello, made a dozen donuts for you with her own little hands.
A dozen donuts? Where are they?
Out in the car. I'll get Rochester to help me carry them in.
They're that heavy, Phil. Leave them in the car.
No, I got to get them out of there. My tires keep going down. That Harris is really bumping his gums.
Phil, I'm only guessing, but I'll bet my temperature just went up 2 points.
Well, Jack, if you have a fever, you ought to stay home and let Orson handle the show today.
Well, that's a little fever. I've had it for 5 weeks now. One minute I'm hot, next minute I'm cold. Then I'm hot, then I'm cold.
You sound like a shower bath at a cheap hotel.
I don't care what I sound like. Orson Welles is not going to do my program today.
Gosh, I'm sure going to miss Wellesy. Without him, the show won't have no refinement, no culture, no class.
And won't have no Harris if you don't shut up. Anyway, what's all this raving about Orson Welles? Gosh, when I was in third grade in Waukegan, I was a genius, too. I did something no other pupil ever did before.
What'd you do?
He joined the Navy.
All right, my record still stands.
Say, boss, the doctor's here. Do you want to see him?
No, Rochester, no. I've been lying here in bed all week because I can't find my pants.
You're pressing them under your mattress.
Well, show the doctor in.
Okay, here he is.
Oh, how do you do, doctor?
Well, well, and how's my little patient? Shall we take that nasty cast off your leg today?
I got a cold in my chest, doctor, not a broken leg.
Oh, pardon me. I was thinking of Claudette Colbert's Cocker Spaniel. He's coming along fine.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Now, Doc, would you mind examining me? I got to go down to NBC and do a broadcast today.
Why? Is Orson Welles sick?
No, look, I'm getting better. Now, please examine me.
All right, I'll take a look at your chest first. Now, roll up your nightshirt.
Okay, here it goes. There you are. How do I look, Doc?
My, you're kind of caved in there.
Yeah.
Get a load of his chest. That's the only skin hammock I ever saw.
Oh, don't be so funny. Hey, Doc. Hey, watch your cigarette, Doc. That's my mouth, not an ashtray.
Pardon me. Now, let's see. I think I'll tap your chest.
Well, go ahead, tap me.
Now, hold still. My, there seems to be a piece of metal in there.
That's a bullet I got years ago when I was hunting moose in Saskatchewan.
It's a bullet you got from a Spanish dancer in El Paso.
Ah, Rosita. She finally ran away with a bullfighter. I wonder where she is now.
I wonder where the bullfighter is. I could use the meat.
Ah, Rosita. Well, can I do my show today, doctor?
Yes, you'll be fine. Well, I must run along now. W.C. Field St. Bernard is out of brandy. Goodbye.
Say, Jackson, I wonder if that doctor's any good.
Oh, he must be. He delivered Whirlaway. Yeah, I hope Don and Dennis get here pretty soon. Then we can have our rehearsal and get started for the studio.
Hey, Jackson, what's the idea of rehearsing here in your bedroom anyway?
Well, I'm saving all my strength for my public. After all, I've been pretty... Well, I'll be darned. Oh, Rochester!
Yes, boss!
Why are you pouring my cough medicine in those cocktail glasses?
I thought it might liven up the party!
This isn't a party. Now, you put that medicine back in the bottle. Never talk with the guy. You always have to be the host around here. Don and Dennis should be here by now. It's almost 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock already? How about some lunch, Jackson?
Okay. But remember, Phil, we have rationing now, so I can't dish out food like I used to.
Like you used to?
Yes.
You got so many meals out of a leg of lamb one time, it got mad and kicked you.
Well, that settles it. There'll be no lunch served. Rochester, the lobster salad, hot rolls, and apple pie a la mode are out.
There's a dream meal that can go back to the clouds.
Whatever we have, don't serve it.
Say, Jackson, I was just wondering, have you still got that crazy boarder of yours?
You're referring to Mr. Billingsley, Bill. He's not crazy.
He's not crazy. You know how he made orange juice this morning? He ran the oranges through the wringer.
Through the wringer?
Then he hung them out to dry.
He just likes to try out new things, that's all. As a matter of fact,
Speak of the devil, here he is.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Mr. Billingsley.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Still flat on your mattress, I see.
Yes, we were just talking about you, Mr. Billingsley. Your ears must be burning.
Well, I'll have to call the fire department. I've got a new hat on.
You haven't changed a bit. By the way, Mr. Billingsley, we're going to rehearse our radio program in a few minutes. Would you like to stay and hear it?
Oh, I'd love to. I'll just hide under the bed here in case your husband comes home. Here I go. Whoop, bumped my head. Well, goodbye, Mr. Benny.
Goodbye.
You dog, you.
Good old Billingsley. That must be Don and Dennis. Come in.
Oh, hello, Jack. Sorry we're a little late.
How do you feel, Mr. Benny?
Oh, hello, fellas. I feel pretty good, Dennis, and I'm anxious to get back on the program. You know, I have a hunch we're going to have a pretty good show today.
Without Orson Welles?
Yes.
Gosh, the Orson Welles program without Orson Welles. I worry about things like that.
It's the Jack Benny program. Get it straight, you little traitor. What's the matter with this gang?
Oh, Jack, don't be so touchy. You always imagine that people are running you down.
I imagine?
Yes, you jump at conclusions. If somebody happens to say you're a heel, you always take it the wrong way.
Well, how else can I take it? A heel is a heel.
You said it.
There you are. I imagine things, eh? Well, let's get started with the rehearsal. Rochester, pass the scripts around.
Yes, sir. Everybody gets a script and a glass of cough medicine.
There'll be no cough medicine.
I read this script, boss. A little nectar won't hurt it.
Rochester, whenever I need you in the capacity of a dramatic critic, I'll let you know. Now, let's get started, fellas. Now, Don introduces me in the show, and then I come on, and I say... Who can that be? Come in.
Hey, it's Miss Harrington, Mr. Wells' secretary. Hello, Miss Harrington.
Hello, Dennis. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello, slugger.
My, what an odd bedsheet. It has blue eyes.
This is me. This is me. I'm pale.
You certainly are. I have news for you, Mr. Benny. Mr. Wells is about to pay you a visit.
Orson? Orson's coming here to visit me?
Yes. He'll be here shortly. Rochester, I want this room tidied up at once.
Yes, Miss Harrington?
I want a chair placed beside the bed.
Yes, Miss Harrington.
And put an X on Mr. Benny's forehead so Mr. Wells can spot him immediately.
Now, look, I'm not that pale. Now, Miss Harrington, would you mind sitting over there in the corner? We were just starting to rehearse our program.
Rehearse without the master? Mr. Wells won't like it.
Nuts to Mr. Wells.
I know just how you feel, Daddy. Well, I'll be darned. She's human.
Attention, everybody. Mr. Wells is about to make his entrance.
Mr. Wells, come in.
This is Orson Welles.
Well, Wellesley.
Gee, you'd think he was Frank Remley or something, the way they're jumping around here. Heaven's sake.
Well, Mary, it's nice to see you. How's Jack feeling today?
I feel well enough to do my broadcast, brother.
Wasn't that Jack's voice? Jack, where are you?
Right here. They forgot to mark me. Look, can't you see my big blue eyes?
Yes, they're gorgeous.
Thank you.
But you're so pale, Jack.
Well, you see, Orson, it's been so cloudy lately, I haven't been able to get any sun. I sit out in my backyard every day, but nothing happens.
I'll fix that. Miss Harrington, take a note.
Yes, Mr. Wells.
Get in touch with the Weather Bureau. The sun must shine tomorrow.
Yes, Mr. Wells.
See what I mean, Daddy?
Hey, maybe he can do it.
Oh, by the way, Jack, I noticed a lot of orange peels hanging on your clothesline. Is that to ward off evil spirits?
No, Mr. Billingsley, my boarder, was making some dupes. Now, if you'll excuse us for a few minutes, Orson, we'll go ahead with our rehearsal.
Oh, I certainly don't mind if I stay and watch, do you?
No, not at all. Now, as I was saying, fellas, Don introduces me, then I come on.
Pardon me, there doesn't seem to be a chair here.
What? No chair? Mr. Wells doesn't have a chair.
Oh, my goodness. Here, Orson, take mine.
No, Orson, take my chair.
Take mine. It's got a pretty cushion on it.
Take my chair, Orson. It's peachy. Here, take the bed. I'll go out and hang on the clothesline. For heaven's sake. Now, let's get going with this rehearsal, whether Mr. Wells is standing, sitting, or floating around the room. Now, the first thing to do is, Orson, come down here. He knows more magic. Now, the first thing to do is run over the dialogue.
Run over the dialogue? Oh, no, that'll never do. No.
What do you mean, no?
Comedy, Jack, should never be rehearsed. Repetition destroys its sparkle and spontaneity.
But also,
the important elements of a variety program are the songs and music.
Look,
now,
Orson,
Dennis,
yes.
I want you to run over your songs so we can get an idea of its length.
Now, wait a minute, Orson. This rehearsal is my business. You're not even going to be on the show.
I know, but I shall be listening. It's about time we listeners had something to say. Sing, Dennis.
Yeah, sing. I see what you mean, sister.
In dreams, we'll always be together beneath a moonlit sky. We mustn't say goodbye. Each night I'll push aside the mountains. I'll drain the ocean dry. We mustn't say goodbye. I promise you that when the postman rings, my heart will be inside the envelope he brings. Oh, don't you know the memories we gather can never, never die? We mustn't say goodbye. Give me something to remember you by. When I am far away from you, dear, some little something, meaning love cannot die.
That, Mr. Wells? Do you think it'll do for the program?
Well, Dennis, I think Mr. Benny should answer that question. After all, he's running a show this week.
Darn right I am. Your song was swell, Dennis, but it's a little long. I want you to cut half a minute out.
Cut? Half a minute cut of that beautiful ballad would ruin it.
Might at that. Tell you what, Dennis, I want you to add a half a minute.
Add?
To
you want him to add half a minute and destroy its musical climax?
You never thought of that. I'll leave it alone, Dennis.
Leave it alone! You want him to leave it alone and...
Now, wait a minute, Oris. Orson? Oris. Took them 10 years to build up the name Orson Welles. I made it Oris in 1 second. Look at Orson. What the heck do you want?
I wish I knew.
So do I. Look, Orson, it's getting late. You mind?
You know.
Look, Orson, I'm sorry I killed your gag. Or I'm glad. I don't know which.
The manuscript here on the table, is it a screenplay?
No, that's my autobiography, Orson. I've been working on the story of my life since I've been sick.
Intriguing title. Jack Benny from Rags to Radio.
Yes, I was going to call it The Loves of Jack Benny, but I haven't done so well.
My. This is a thrilling opening. I, Jack Benny, was born on a farm near Waukegan, Illinois, many years ago.
It is thrilling, isn't it?
A great day of great rejoicing on the farm. Chickens were cackling, cows were mooing, hogs were grunting, and father was cockeyed.
What a celebration.
Young Jack Benny, from his very early days...
Pardon me for interrupting, Orson, but we've got to get finished with our rehearsal.
No, this is interesting. Go ahead, Orson. Go ahead.
But, Jack, now, I've got to rehearse the sponsor's message yet.
You got to yet? Oh, yes, the sponsor's message. Well, Don, as long as I haven't been on the show for 5 weeks, I thought we'd concentrate on me.
Now, just a minute, Jack. You can't seriously believe that we listeners tune in to the Grape Nut Flakes program every week just to hear about you.
But Orson...
Of course not. We want to know how those toasty brown sweet as a nut little flakes are getting along.
But Oswald...
We want
Orson.
To know... we want to know if they still... Now, you know I can't louse up the sponsors.
No.
I got to pronounce Rachel. We want to know if they still have that malty-rich flavor. And if they...
Oh, the sponsors?
Yeah.
Oh!
We want to know if they still have that malty-rich flavor. And if they're still America's fastest-growing flake cereal.
But Orson, look, I think the people want to know... Darn that nightshirt. But Austin, after Don delivers his message, can't I talk about myself? Can't I tell people my cold is better?
Jack, I wouldn't take any bows on that cold till you're strong enough to have a beautiful nurse.
Oh, well, I'll tell him anyway.
Well, and how's my little patient? Shall we take that nasty cast off your leg today?
Doc, I'm not a cocker spaniel. Look, but as long as you're here, you can give me an aspirin. All this excitement has given me a little headache.
An aspirin? Here you are.
Thank you.
That'll be 5 cents, please.
Look, put it on my bill. Now, if I can just swallow the thing...
Would you like to grease the trap with a little cough medicine, Miss Bennett?
I don't need any chaser. See, it's down.
Hey, that was a pretty big pill. It didn't look like an aspirin to me.
Me neither. You neither? You're the doctor.
Well, you don't have to get so huffy about it. I just happened to give you a sleeping pill by mistake.
What?
You're lucky. It might have been a dog biscuit.
A sleeping pill?
He gave me a sleeping pill. I can't go to sleep.
I got a
show to do today.
Remember, Don, you introduced me,
and I'll come out and say, I'll say...
Well, Orson, looks like you'll have to do the show today.
I'll be glad to, Mary.
Now, come on, everybody. Let him sleep.
Those bills are wonderful. I'm headed for Central Avenue. I came back for the cough medicine, folks.
Thanks, Orson. Good night, folks.
From the Second World Warrior, there's the Jack Benny program with special guest star Orson Welles. In a moment, it's The Whistler with Highway of Escape as this edition of Yesteryear continues.
You're listening to listener-supported Swing Street Radio. Swing Street Radio, where the big bands swing. The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear. Here's Craig Roberts.
The Whistler, with echoing footsteps and a haunting whistle, debuted on CBS in 1942. The whistle, 13 notes destined to become one of the all-time lingering melodies of old-time radio. In the melodramatic early years, The Whistler was written and produced by J. Donald Wilson. The Whistler served up generous portions of ironic commentary with his stories. The tales were full of twists and surprises, usually containing a fine double twist at the end. Despite the memorable nature of its format, The Whistler had a rather spotty record on the air. Despite the memorable nature of its format, The Whistler had a rather spotty record on the air. For most of the run, it was heard only regionally, billed over the CBS Western Network through the mid-1940s as the Pacific Coast's leading mystery show. The Whistler was played through most of the run by Bill Forman. Wilbur Hatch, who composed the haunting theme and was also the conductor of the Desi Arnaz Orchestra on I Love Lucy, once estimated that only one person in 20 could come close to whistling the melody. The program was carried nationally in 1947 through 1958 and continued until 1955. Return with us now to those exciting days of yesteryear with The Whistler and Highway of Escape from August of 1945. Another great moment from the radio vault of yesteryear.
The Signal Oil Company and your neighborhood signal dealer bring you another curious story by The Whistler. Tonight, Highway of Escape.
I am The Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the heart of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak. Frances Block was never meant for the desert, but fate put her there. Set her down solidly in the center of an expanse of creosote brush and Joshua trees, cactus and hot, dry sand. In a scrubby little group of nondescript shacks, huddled in the shade of a few scraggly umbrella trees. Known to the truck drivers passing through on Highway 441 as the Duncan Wells Tourist Camp. Just Frances and Pete Crawford, her stepfather. For her, it was a prison. For him, it was a living and the only one he knew. It was on a particularly hot day in July that she decided she couldn't stand it any longer. On a Sunday morning when the temperature stood at 90 degrees at 8 o'clock. And Frances knew there was always more money than usual in the cash register on Sunday morning.
5, 10, 11:50, 12:25, 50, 85, 12:85.
Oh.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
Are you open for business?
Not yet. Kind of early.
Not even gasoline?
The pump's locked.
How far is the next town?
17 miles. The Warrell.
Okay, I can make it, I guess. Thanks a lot. We better get going.
Just a second.
Yeah?
You, going through to...
Los Angeles, yeah. Due there by noon.
Can you take me?
Huh?
I've got to get out of here this morning. Right now. Oh, come on. You could take me if you wanted to, couldn't you?
No, I'd like to, but...
Oh, please. Look, I'll give you $5.
Yeah, sorry, sister, but it's company rules. No riders. I'd lose my job.
Oh, they'll never know. Look, mister, you don't know what it means. It's life and death.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's life and death. Death if I stay here in this prison.
Oh.
I can't take it any longer, you see? You've got to take me away. You've got to.
Hey, what's the matter? You sick or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sick. Look, I'll make it $10. $10 to Los Angeles.
Yeah, but...
That leaves me only $2.85. My bag's right there. It's all packed. I won't tell the company. They'll never know. See? Just you and me'll know, and I'll get off in Los Angeles.
Well, for $10, you can take the train.
Oh, no, there's no trains here. Just trucks. Guys like you.
There's a train from the next town, ain't there?
Yeah. Yeah, how about that? You can take me to the next town. That's all. Just to the next town.
Well, I don't know.
Morning, Francis.
Oh!
There's a little lady here wants to ride into town with me.
Sorry, mister. She's made a mistake.
I have not. I'm going, you hear?
No, Frances. You're not going.
You can't stop me, Pete. You can't stop me. I'm not going to stay here. I'm not.
Well, look, mister, maybe you two better talk this over. I just thought I'd run into so well, but...
She gets this way every so often. She'll get over it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you on the way back, maybe.
Yeah. So long.
So long.
You did it again, you filthy...
Now, there, Frances. I know how you feel, gal. This ain't no place for a young filly like you. But can't you see? There ain't nothing else I can do. Ever since your ma died,
I... You killed her. That's what you did.
Frances, that's an awful thing to say.
Just the same as if you shot her with a gun. Bringing her out to this godforsaken hole. Making her work when it was so hot she couldn't breathe. Well, you're not doing it to me, do you hear?
Now, wait a minute. You ain't talking to me like that.
Oh, no. Well, listen, you dirty desert rat. I've had all of you I'm going to take, and I'm getting out of here today. This morning. In 5 minutes if a car comes.
You're still my stepdaughter, Frances. Until you're 21, I'm afeard I'm doing the deciding. Oh, now, come on. You just trot on back to the cabin and lay down for a while. You'll feel better in no time.
Get away from me.
You'll understand about your ma someday. I know this place ain't much of a spread, but it was ours, and we built it together. Come on.
I said get away from me.
Please, Frances, just this once. For me.
All right, Pete.
Hey, wait a minute now. Put that knife down, Frances. You ain't in no condition to...
All right. You asked for it.
He's dead, Frances. It's over, and you're free now. You stare at him for a moment as he lies there on the floor in the middle of the small lunchroom, very still. For the first time in your life, you notice he has a kind face, a peaceful face. No look of fear on it. Just peace, deep, enduring peace. Yes, you're free now. You can leave any time you want to. Today, this morning, the next 5 minutes, if a car comes. You jump as a car pulls up out in front. Quickly, Frances. Move the body behind the counter before the driver comes in. That's it. Now, take it easy. Just relax. He mustn't know.
Hi, beautiful. How about a cup of java? Hey, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Coffee isn't made yet.
Huh. And a cigarette? It's gas these days.
No.
Well?
What?
Are you going to make it or shall I?
Make what?
A coffee. Say, you sure nothing's the matter?
Okay, something's the matter. I'm scared of my stepfather.
Huh?
He's horrible. I live here alone with him. I can't stand it anymore.
That's too bad.
Oh, please. Please take me with you to Saguaro anyway. I won't be any trouble.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Hold everything. Now, take it easy. Where is your stepfather?
He's asleep in his cabin. He's drunk. He'll wake up.
Yeah, I see. You got any money?
$12. But I can work once I get to a big town.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, please. Please.
I've been driving all night. I was going to grab a little shut-eye here for a few hours.
No, I've got to go now. He might wake up and he might...
Yeah. Well, okay, come on. You know, after what you told me about that stepfather of yours, I got half a mind to go back and punch him in his nose. He's got no hold on you. What does he think he is? Hey, listen. Let's do his thing right. Go back there and tell him right off.
No, we can't.
I'd like to anyway. I suppose it wouldn't do any good, only make trouble for you. Beats me, though, how any man can treat a gal as nice as you like that. You are pretty, you know.
Thanks.
Hal. My name's Hal.
Hi, Hal.
What's yours?
Francis.
Francis, huh? Nice name. You hear that?
What?
The motor. Betsy doesn't like this heat any more than we do. How far are you going, Francis?
Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's a nice town. And we could have a lot of fun there.
We?
Yeah. Hey, you and me. I wasn't going that far.
You might change your mind, huh?
I don't know, maybe.
Los Angeles is a nice town, isn't it?
Come on over.
Oh.
There, that's better. Yeah, Los Angeles is a great place. You know, I can get a couple of days off and... Uh-oh.
What's that?
Betsy means it this time. Hey, what was it, 17 miles of Saguaro from that camp?
Yeah, but... Yeah,
we've come five, shorter to go back. I gotta get to a phone.
Oh, no. No,
now,
you
look,
can't.
Francis, don't worry about him. I'll be ready for him.
No, but I can't go back. I'll walk.
Now, you do nothing of the kind. Look, baby, all you need is someone to take care of you. And from now on, I'm the guy.
You can't.
Why can't I?
Let me out.
I told you to let me
out. I don't want you to handle it. Stop the car. Stop it.
Get hold of yourself, baby. Don't you trust me?
No. I mean, yes, but...
What about Los Angeles? You aren't forgetting,
are you? It's not you, I said. It's not you. Just don't ask me anymore. Stop the car.
That's all I want to know. Just sit tight and let me handle everything. Well, we made it. Now, where's the phone?
On the wall by the door.
Well, what you gonna do, sit there?
Yeah, I'll wait.
I'll be sure you do.
What do you mean?
Nothing. I guess I got the jumps, too. And don't worry about him. If he comes out, just let out a yell, and I'll be here in a second. Smile. There's better. You know, baby, I kind of like you. Keep that chin up.
Yes, Francis, keep your chin up. You could use a little courage now, couldn't you? There's a chance he won't look behind the counter, just a bare chance. But if he does, there you are in a stalled automobile 20 miles from nowhere and not a car in sight. Wait a minute. Around the curve, a car. Hurry, Francis, you've got to stop it.
Wait! Wait!
What is it? What's the matter?
Take me to the next town. Hurry.
Well, what's the matter?
My uncle. It's my uncle.
Something wrong?
Yeah, he's hurt. Quick, I've got to get a doctor.
Well, you're a mighty lucky young lady. I happen to be a doctor myself. Where is he?
Oh, no, it's bad. It's horrible. I don't want you to...
Now, you just let me decide that. Here, I got my case. You take me to him.
He's in the lunchroom. I better wait here.
Yes, I understand. You just relax now, and I'll take a look. It might not be as bad as you think. Just wait there in my car.
Don't stand there like that, Francis. Do something. The car, his car. That's right. Hurry up. Faster. 60, 70. Keep your eye on the center line, wavering like a snake between the wheels. Now between you and the camp, 5 miles to Saguaro. 75, 80. Almost lost it on that turn. The accelerator's down to the floor. Faster. Your eyes, Francis. You can move. Open your eyes and crawl out of the car. You're okay.
I'm okay. Let it get off the road. Yeah. Take off cross country. I'll be watching the road. Cross country.
Down. Goodness sakes alive. A body can't hear himself think around here.
Oh, sorry, Matty.
I don't know why in the world you keep that thing banging away night and day.
Well, it's the dad blasted tubes. Gets louder and softer all of a sudden. Fella from Saguaro coming up to fix her.
Oh, I ain't seen him.
I should be here this afternoon. Think I'll go out and take a look around.
Jake Watson, you stay right in that chair. You've been a mighty sick man.
Hey, Matty, look.
What?
They're coming up the walk.
Well, where could Tia come from?
Hey, she's sick. She almost fell. Well, Dad, blast it, do something.
Now, you stay right there. What's the matter, honey?
I don't know.
Oh, there now. Just take hold of my arm.
Thanks.
My, you look all tuckered out. Come in.
Thanks.
Now, don't talk. We'll just get you out of this hot sun. Wouldn't surprise me none to find you was in my sunstruck. No hat and all.
Land sakes, whatever you doing walking around out here?
Now, hush yourself, Jay. Can't you see the poor thing can't hardly walk? Let alone listening to you jabber. Now, there now, you sit down there, and I'll get you a nice cool drink of milk.
You been walking far, miss?
Yeah.
Any particular reason?
Yeah. I cracked up my car. Any more questions?
No, I just thought it a mite peculiar you picked this time of day to go walking. I'm sorry.
Now, Jake, suppose you quit jabbering and let the poor girl rest a spell. She's about done in.
Yeah, she's been in an accident. Car went off the road.
Well, I declare. Ain't hurt none, are you?
No. Just tired.
Well, here, you just lean back and take a good drink of milk. You'll feel better in a jiffy.
Oh, there go them tubes again.
Oh, turn it off.
Yeah.
Attention, please. Be on the lookout for a young woman in blue slacks and a yellow jacket, probably driving a Buick sedan, license number 8X43H7. About 5 feet, 4 inches tall, blonde hair, name Francis Block. Wanted in connection with the murder of Peter Crawford this morning at Duncan Wells.
Landy.
Repeat.
Hey, that's you.
Get out of my way. Oh, look out, Jake. She might have a gun.
Hey, wait a minute, young lady.
Let go of me.
Hey, Maddie. She's gone.
Oh, here. Here, let me help you up. Hurt?
No.
That's what we get for being good Christians.
Hey, turn the radio off.
A murderess.
I knew there was something slick about that girl.
That's all right. She won't get fur in this heat. Not in the desert.
It's hot, unbearably hot, 110 in the shade. You can't keep going much longer, Francis. Feet swollen and blistered, bruises that ache with every step you take. 3 p.m. You've been walking 2 hours since you left the farmhouse. 120 blazing minutes. Your head is full of sun. The flat horizon wavers. Dust in your nose and throat. You've got to have water. Water from the clear, sparkling fountain in the square of Wilkins Corners, the little town ahead. You've got to take a chance. Maybe they haven't heard about you here in Wilkins Corners, Francis. Maybe they don't listen to their radios. Look at that sign down the street. Coffee, hamburgers. Take a chance. You may not get another one for a long time.
Morning, miss.
I'd like something to eat.
Well, come to the right place. Hamburgers, hot dogs, barbecues, whole wheat, white, rye, apple, peach, boysenberry, cherry, lemon meringue, coffee, milk, and Coke.
Hamburger and white coffee.
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Mustard, ketchup, or tomato sauce?
Ketchup.
Be right up. Pre-war service now. We've reconverted. Yeah, hi, Billy. What you doing down at Swirl?
Oh, mighty busy today. Barbecue and whole wheat and coffee.
Special.
Special.
What you mean, busy?
Why, I don't mean to tell me you ain't heard about the killing.
Huh? What killing?
Well, sure. Found a man stabbed to death at Duncan Wells tourist camp.
Yeah?
A guy who runs it, named Pete Crawford.
No.
Yeah, dead on a mackerel. And the killer got away, they say. Sheriff's got posse out.
Well, I'll be... Hey, Lafe, did you hear that?
What?
A killing over to Duncan Wells this morning. Pete Crawford.
You don't say?
Yeah.
You catch a killer?
Nope. You better watch out. Might be serving him a meal long by now. Stabbed, was he?
Yeah, with a bread knife.
Yeah.
Doc Lawton was coming down from Cactus Garden. He claims he talked with the killer.
Well, why'd he nail him?
Oh, you know Doc, but scared of his own shadow.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it is. They say old Pete Crawford didn't have an enemy in the world.
I mean, it's too bad Doc didn't do something.
Oh.
You know, the best time to nab a murderer is right after he's done his job. Surprised me none to see this thing end up as was another one of Sheriff Bradshaw's famous unsolved mysteries.
Well, I don't know. Well, murder's a funny thing. Ain't like going down to the feed store for a sack of barley. Takes planning,
yeah.
Thinking. There's a thousand ways a killer can trip himself up. Just one false step along the way and it's all over.
Yeah, well, maybe so.
You know, I'd like to see that killer right now. Probably pacing the floor somewhere, wondering if there was a slip-up. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be in old Doc Lawton's shoes, being the only witness. Bet you the old boy's looking six ways before he leaves his house.
Here you are, George. One hamburger.
Yeah. There you are, miss. Hamburger on white, and I'll go get your... Hey.
Well, what's the matter?
Where do you suppose she went?
You forgot your hunger in a hurry, didn't you, Francis? A half minute more in that restaurant and it would have been all over. You're tired, worn out, but you can still think. A thousand ways you can trip up, make a false step, that's what he said. But you'll show them, won't you, Francis? First, get out of town and keep off the highways. Remember the sheriff's posse. The railroad, that's it. All the freight trains have to stop at that water tower a half mile out of town. Cross country again. Through the brush, under that blazing sun, keep away from the roads. And finally, the cool shade of the water tower with the drops splashing into a puddle there in the shade. You sit down and rest. Let your eyes close. Ben. Someone's coming. Look, there's a piece of iron pipe in the corner. Remember where it is.
Hello, beautiful.
Hell.
Thought you'd be here. They almost gave me the slip back there.
What do you want?
Gave you quite a run, didn't they? Well, mind if I sit down? I got some talking to do. Yeah, it's better. Nice and cool here. You know, maybe I'm a sucker, but I still think you're pretty nice. Beautiful, but dumb. Do you think you could get away with it?
I don't know. I'm so tired.
Yeah, I know you're tired, baby. Probably a little loony with the heat, too. No one in his right mind would have done what
you... Shut up! You don't have to rub it in.
Now, listen to me. I can help you, see? I'm the only one who can help you get out of this. And we've got a chance to let you play ball, understand?
Help me. You...
Sorry, baby. Maybe you'll listen to me.
All right, Al. I'll listen to you.
There's a way out of this. It's a short chance, but you'll have to take it. Wait a minute. Here comes the train. Get back there. It's afraid it'll have to stop. Let me take a look.
The pipe. If I can...
No. I can't tell yet. Wait a minute. Yep, it's afraid of...
So you were going to help me, were you? You didn't fool me. That's one mistake I didn't make.
Yes, Francis, you were careful. You could see through his offer to help, couldn't you? Now, no slips, Francis, no false steps. The train is stopped for water. You hide, trembling, behind the shack at the water tower. Then as the train starts up, you grab the rung of the ladder on a passing car, up the side. Now across the top and down the side before anyone sees you. But wait. There's a guard on top moving toward you. Down the tops of the cars. Don't look back. Watch where you're going. No false steps, Francis. No false steps now.
The Whistler will return in just a moment with a strange ending to tonight's story.
You're listening to listener-supported Swing Street Radio. Swing Street Radio, where the big bands swing. The sounds of the golden age of radio continue with Yesteryear.
And now, back to the Whistler.
No false steps, Francis. That's what the man said. And you are going to be so careful. But then how could you tell what kind of a false step it might be? And now it's all over, and everyone knows the answer to the killing of your stepfather.
Well, it's all cleaned up now. Found the murderer dead right there between the railroad tracks.
Terrible thing, terrible.
Of course, without the doctor's testimony, they might never have known how it happened.
The doctor?
Sure, according to the radio. Doctor says he went into the lunchroom and found that fella leaning over Pete Crawford with a knife in his hand. Boy, the doc practically witnessed the murder.
Then the girl didn't do it. Oh, I knew she was innocent, the poor little thing.
Yep, she was innocent, all right. They figured the murderer was going to try to shut her up, too. That's why she had to defend herself with that piece of light lead pipe there. Doggone it, he was already wanted in New Orleans for killing 10 days ago.
Terrible thing, terrible.
Only one thing I can't figure.
What's that?
Well, after she got the murderer like she did, what do you suppose she was running away from?
From July of 1945, it's been The Whistler with Highway of Escape. That's all the time we have for this edition of Yesteryear, but join us again next week at this very same time, and why not invite a friend to listen? Together, enjoy more great moments from the golden age of radio. I'm Craig Roberts with those exciting days of yesteryear. Till next time, so long.
Radio, remember radio. We'd sit and close our eyes and use our imagination. Comedy, mystery, a fireside chat. Together we sat, listening nightly to our favorite shows. Radio, I miss you. Sodio, vodio, dodio, do. Radio,
preceding program copyright Edgewater Productions, all rights reserved.